right again.
Huggy! Huggy? Huggy.
Hugster.
Huggy, wake up.
Hello.
Oh, there he is. And now it's time for the celebrity snitch, Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
Got a little prepaid situation going on over here. These damn prepaid iPhones. What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Everything's kosher, Huggy.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Super Wilk.
Hey, hi.
And J. Anthony Brown.
Try it again.
J. Anthony Brown.
Try it again. Oh, go ahead. Never mind.
J. Anthony Brown.
He's in Atlanta.
Okay. How you fine folks doing on this fictitious, superstitious Friday the 13th?
We're good.
What? Are y'all scared?
No.
Like millions of other people walking around today in fear, like the sky is falling and it's cloudy with a chance of meatballs? You put a white man in a hockey mask and a jumpsuit, call him Jason, and the whole world is scared as shiggity. I mean, what the hell was people doing before the movie came out, Tom? Were they talking about Friday the 13th being a bad day? Hell no. A bad day is showing up for work every day and your check ain't there on payday.
That's right.
Tom, earlier I heard you ask the question, when has it ever been a bad Friday?
Yes, I asked that.
And I can think of two Fridays right now. Next Friday and Friday after next.
What?
Ice Cube should have left Friday the hell alone. It's a classic on its own, ain't it, Sybil?
Yes, sir.
Sybil, that's like doing a sequel to Coolie High. or Soul Plane 2. Well, maybe Soul Plane wasn't a good example. The first one was like a bad sequel, wasn't it?
You're right.
I mean, this week went by quicker than Mary J. Blige can say, what's in the chicken wrap?
Wow.
It went by quicker than Sherry Shepherd on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh.
Damn, Sherry. I was rooting for you, baby. How the hell Melissa Gilbert beat you with a concussion? Three black people left. Gladys Knight, Jaleel White, and Donald Driver. And that other little boy.
Rashawn.
From this. I don't know what his nationality is, Silver, but he looked like a combination platter. don't he look like Tiger Woods when he was 15?
Yeah, you're right.
Contender number one, Hillary Rosen. Now, Hillary Rosen is the Democratic strategist who said Mitt Romney's wife, Ann Romney, never worked a day in her life because she's a stay-at-home mom, which caused a backlash and brouhaha to all the stay-at-home moms out there that's holding it down. Now, Hillary, I can assure you that a stay-at-home mom is a full-time job. I used to date one, you know, while her husband was at work. She would hold the house down. And me too. Contender number two, Ann Romney. Now, I know why y'all asking me why I put Ann Romney on my list, being as though she's a hardworking stay-at-home mom and all. All I'm saying is Mitt Romney's worth about $150-200 million. So that means it's a whole hell of a lot easier to raise in five kids with $200 million. You know, two or three houses and a couple of maids. It's real hard there, Ann. Try raising five kids with $20,000. With no husband. Okay. Contender number three, Rick Santorum's sweater vest. May it rest in peace. Contender number four and five, Ron Paul and Newt Gingrich, the Laurel and Hardy of the Republican Party. AKA Jake and the Fat Man. Tom Super J, why in the hell are they still running?
I
have more delegates than the fossil and the Michelin man combined. University of Arkansas coach Bobby Petrino, you are the Bama of the week. First you hire your mistress, which is a conflict of interest, I just found out. I just found that shiggity out. Look, get this. He picked her out of 159 applicants. Imagine that. Pimpin' put his side piece on payroll, y'all. The white man is a trip, ain't he? He paid her $55,000 a year. And get this, her name is Jessica, 25-year-old white girl named Jessica, Jay. Don't that get you excited? And he paid her 20 stacks. And he's a 51-year-old father of four, making about $18 million. You don't put your side piece on payroll, fool. Hell no. That $55,000 cost them $18 million. The draws will always be a brother's downfall, won't it?
Always.
That side piece cost Bobby his lease. Now he got a release. And he must have saw good deeds. Because he tried to take his side piece, Jessica, on a motorcycle ride, and the fool crashed on April Fool's Day. I mean, they got 4,300 text messages and nearly 300 calls and supposedly a couple of pictures. Please, please don't tell me this Bama tried to tweet as me. He would have been better off catching a cab to the strip club.
Oh, Huggy.
The draws are always a guy's kryptonite. Bobby Petrino, you are the Bama of the week. Baltimore Comedy Factory, Saturday at 6 o'clock and Sunday at 7.
All right. Rip it up.